morning. Today is Thursday, May the 18th. Joining us this morning from Eureka City Schools is Fred Van Vleck and friends.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Is this friends with a chicken wing being
that would
coerced?
That would probably be accurate.
That would. Good. Well, then we know that they're under here, or they're here under duress. Why don't you introduce these poor folks?
Absolutely, I will. I have with me Michaelyn Harris and Nancy Taylor, who are here to talk about our social media kickoff this year.
A what?
Social media kickoff.
Or launch. You can call it a social media launch as well.
I guess that's what we are because we're talking and laughing, right?
And just so everybody's aware, we're
social.
Not under duress. We're having a good time. We're here voluntarily.
And I guess you're technically part of the media. Social
yeah, we're
media. There you go.
Too. Yeah.
And you're helping us launch it.
Well, good. Good. You know, I always wanted to be an astronaut. Let's find a quote here. Alan Sanders. Saunders, pardon me. Huh, interesting. We've all heard it. Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. I wonder who this guy was.
Yeah.
It's never attributed to him, so it must be kind of a some kind of fella that nobody really cared to like, so he didn't get his references for the future. So, Fred, what's up, man?
There's lots of things coming up. We're getting ready to get to graduation. That's coming up here in about a month.
Social media thing. Focus.
Nancy and I, they're
going to take
we're
this
here.
One.
Nancy and I are going to take over for a few minutes to speak to everybody about the community outreach that we have going on at Eureka City Schools. Nancy?
Well, we'd like to build a better bridge to the community through social media and just have the whole community like the Eureka City Schools Facebook page as well as all the site pages so that you can see all the wonderful things that the schools are doing, the students are doing, and all the events that we have that benefit the community.
So this is not a clandestine or overt attempt to usurp radio advertising, is it?
It is not. Absolutely
not. It's a complimentary thing.
It's complimentary.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Want to clarify.
It's complimentary. We're very excited, though. The launch actually will start Monday, May 15th, and will run through Wednesday, May 31st. And folks can enter by liking and sharing the Eureka City Schools Facebook page. There's a main district office page, and there's also going to be pages set up for each of the individual sites at Eureka City Schools.
Liking means something, right?
Right. So that's going on the Facebook page and clicking the little button. But here's the beauty about Facebook, and this is one of the big reasons that
you didn't know he was a techie.
You know.
Well, just don't ask me how many friends I have on Facebook. It's quite
about
limited.
How many sheep you have on Facebook? Yeah.
Yes. Quite limited. But you know, the great thing about social media and Facebook specifically for the district is it gives us the opportunity to push things out to people. Like, for instance, if we're having an event at the high school or we're having a graduation thing or some event that happens or an emergency, we can actually push it out rather than it just sitting on our district webpage.
So it's just another communication form. Instead of sending out newsletters or things of that nature.
Exactly.
And it's interactive where people can comment and get answers.
It's not going to replace parent-teacher conferences.
It will not.
It's not that interactive.
We could contemplate that idea.
Okay, well, we've got a break. You can reflect. We'll be back.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred and friends. Hey, it kind of sounds like a new TV
I know,
show
it does sound like a show.
Yeah. Or Captain Fred.
Oh, you're building
Kangaroo?
You're building my ego here.
No, Captain Kangaroo. Okay,
Kangaroo. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
That was a favorite of mine when I was younger.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. I could call you Mr. Green Jeans. I was wearing your flying
you know
colors
what?
Today.
Mr. Green Jeans happened to be my favorite character on the show. Yes.
It's foreshadowing
like
for the loggers.
I've now just forgotten the bear. What was the bear? What was
I don't,
the bear's name?
I don't remember.
He wasn't as popular, so people don't
apparently
know his
not.
Name.
I just remember Mr. Green Jeans. I do.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were onto something there. So with the Facebook, with the social media, with the community interaction, is it for the community? Is it for the parents? Is it for the greater community that's a little bit larger than just the boundaries, so to speak, of Eureka City Schools?
Go ahead.
It's for everybody. It's for the parents, the students, the community. The social media launch and the community outreach that we're going to be doing during this time frame is really exciting. We'll be focusing on the launch itself, of course, but also showcasing the different programs that we have at the school, at each school, such as art integration, AVID, and other updates on various programs. So there's going to be a lot being discussed, a lot of information going out, and we're really excited to get the news out there and spread the word about the good things going on at our district.
What is AVID?
So what AVID is actually Eureka High School right now is an AVID school, and it's an achievement program that teaches students how to study, how to appropriately take notes, and really creates that college-bound atmosphere for students who traditionally come from families that were not college-bound.
So kind of like a homeroom? More formalized, yeah, more structured, but that concept of time set aside to learn how to learn.
Right. It's so similar to that. And we're actually, as a district, we're starting to spread our wings with the AVID program a little bit. Traditionally, it's been just at the high school, and we have a large group of students a large group of instructors who are going off to AVID training this summer. And we're spreading that into some of our elementaries and middle school programs because it's been such a fantastic program to make a difference in just the outlook of students and what they can achieve and what they can do.
It would seem that the elementary schools would be the most logical place to start because if you develop the habits then.
That would be accurate.
Now you're building off of it rather than coming in.
Yes.
You know, like for me, when it was too late, like a junior, and you go, okay, fine. But, you know, by the time you start to integrate it, now you're out and you're, you know, off doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is this good? The website, Facebook, social media, is that all? Is there going to be a segment devoted towards parents on helping them be better parents of students, I guess would be the way to say it. Not better parenting skills, but better parents of students.
We've actually been talking about bringing in a program, and we haven't actually started it yet, but the program down in the Central Valley, it's known as PK, Parent Institute for Quality Education. And what that is a program that teaches parents how to be parents of school children. Because one of the interesting things is, like you and I, we generally know the questions to ask, and you know we know how it works to get to a college. But there's many folks that come here that don't know the questions to ask, and they don't know how to go into an office and talk to a secretary or a principal or a teacher, and what do I ask them to make sure that my child is doing everything that they need to do to get on to college. And we see that as a real opportunity to reach out and help some of those parents who are really want to be engaged in their children's lives but just aren't quite sure what types of questions to ask.
So the digital stuff is more of a clearinghouse for these kinds and other additional programs, or is this stuff that is going to be generated and created locally and they all kind of get smushed together into the...
A little bit of both. There's going to be a big variety. We might post articles that are written nationally or published nationally but would benefit the families. And then we're also focusing on the achievements of the local students and teachers and the schools themselves. Events, the summer meals program where Eureka City Schools is working on the program to have free meals for kids over the summer, all kids 18 and under. So it covers the gamut.
Oh, so it's cafeteria for all?
Yes, for the whole community. Anybody that wants to come to the sites, we have one at Washington Elementary where we're actually partnering with a zoo where they'll bring children over
barbecues
each day.
Too.
Yeah, there you go.
Barbecue.
Got to be careful to get the sear right.
That's right. Yeah,
it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
And we have an amazing food services program at Eureka City Schools, and we're excited to share information, you know, through our website about them, and website and Facebook and social media. And again, talking about the summer meals program, there's going to be lots of information up on our Facebook page about that, the dates, the locations, and all the information that's needed during the summer. Free meals will be offered to children and teenagers, anyone under the age of 18, and no registration or identification is required. So anybody can show up under the age of 18 and eat a breakfast or lunch that's provided at those locations.
Okay, Fred, last time you were here, you didn't say that the governor was being this generous with dollars.
Hey, we feel
how
really good after
this
the May revise. Yeah, we were going into this May revise thinking that, wow, we're just going to get decimated in education when you look at the revenue that's been coming in. And we're very happy with what came out in the May revise and how it's preliminarily, having a hard time with that one today, preliminarily looking for education. Because remember, it's just a proposal right now. We don't have an actual state budget, but it wasn't a hit to education like we expected. It also means, though, however, even though it's not a hit, that doesn't mean that we're getting a windfall of new money. We're still outpacing with our public pension funds.
Yeah, the PERS stuff.
Right, that's still outpacing what the increase will be for education. So it's not an increase, but hey, I don't want to look gift horse in the mouth because we're not taking an even further decrease like we thought we were going to.
So is this categorical funding?
No, not. Well, here's the thing. About 5 years ago or so, categorical funding came to an end. And, you know, Governor Brown has stayed true to that, and it's really come to an end, and so we're continuing on.
Just kind of like the drought. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning. Yeah, I like Fred and Friends. That's kind of just cool. During the break, we were talking about Captain Kangaroo, and I can go with that one. So it's Fred and Friends this morning.
All right.
Presented
I can live with that one.
CDH Painting and by Redeck. Fred, it sounds like there's an evolution that's going on with the schools, with the outreach that you guys are planning. Internally, though, do the three of you see this as evolution or revolution in the communication between the school system and the community?
Well, I would say for Eureka City Schools, starting with Facebook is evolution, but I would say that Facebook in general and where our youth are going today and candidly, youth aren't on Facebook. Youth are on Snapchat and different things like that. This is really designed to reach out to our parents. This is where our parents are. That's more the revolution in the technological revolution. And we're trying to prepare students for jobs today in school that they will be working on that don't even exist today. And it's just a whole different mindset and a whole different thought process of how the heck do you prepare a student for something that doesn't even exist? And so think of all those jobs that are out there right now that when you were a child, that didn't exist.
You'll notice the lack of turntables in here.
Yes.
If you were in the vinyl pressing business you're in trouble.
Yep.
Oh, yep. They're making a resurgence.
Yeah, I know.
Retro, it's all, they're considered retro.
And you know who's buying them, and you know the age of them. Yeah.
Here's what's interesting. If you're in the radio business, I think you're okay. But if you're in the TV business, I think you're in trouble. Because who watches that's under the age of 20 live TV anymore? Hardly anybody.
Go to 30. I mean, we got a couple of the X's and millennials around here. And they, mm-hmm.
How about
cable's not there, satellite isn't there, broadcast isn't there, unless it's sports.
How about the concept that anybody that is born today will likely never drive? Self-driving cars.
I got
cars.
A couple kids like that. You know.
So how do we prepare? And that's the big challenge in front of education when you talk about the big picture. How do we prepare our next generation for we don't even know what yet?
Well, let me throw the flip, you know, as if I look like Kim Komando. But in the last couple of weeks, she's done a series of Google, Facebook, those types of folks who aren't accepting the responsibility of content and who also are selling the tracking chips, whatever.
Cookies, right? Tracking cookies?
Could be.
Okay. Whatever it is, yeah.
To people without declaring that they're doing that, and now they're getting lit up by some of the regulators. Is there a downside to this? Are you guys building in the safety walls and safety nets so that the tracking, the surprise, the smart TV watching you in your house, which all are happening, doesn't leave an exposure or liability for you guys, for the schools, for the parents, for everybody?
You know, that's an interesting concept. We have not gone there as a school district yet, but you think about our technology department, and every time they bring around a laptop, guess what? They have a little piece of tape over the camera that's on the top of their screen.
So they know it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if they're not telling you, they know it.
Right. And it's, you know, that's just something. Our biggest threat to privacy, and this is just obviously my personal opinion, is Google. And what we do on the computer, mm-hmm. it's not Big Brother.
And where you do it.
Yep.
The following stuff.
And everything, you know, just the other day, I lost a file out of my Google Drive. And now, you know, back 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you lose a file and you're out of luck. It's gone. I call up technology and say, hey, I lost a file here. Well, what date was that? Oh, it was 10 days ago. Well, let me go back to that date and I'll retrieve it for you. And they bring it back for me. Wasn't deleted.
So you never can truly get rid of things that you don't want.
That is correct. Everything is there somewhere.
Yeah.
and that's what...
I guess I'm in the traditional camp.
Yes.
With some of this stuff. I mean, it's... Do the students have any of the reservations, concerns, issues? Are they gung-ho about this stuff?
Well, you know...
Not you. Them.
Well, we're mostly reaching out to the parents at this time and the families, and they seem excited about it and on board.
Boy, I'd even be more concerned if it was the whole family being monitored and tracked. and I'm not, I don't think, a conspiracy nut.
I haven't heard anybody discuss any reservations. I personally have not heard any concerns about our social media outreach. I'm involved in many different groups at the district, and I've heard a lot of feedback from employees and members, parents and community members. And when we bring up the idea of social media and doing a district outreach, I've heard so much positive reinforcement of this, which is why we've taken steps to move in this direction. Before we were moving in this direction, we were hearing a lot of, why aren't you guys on Facebook? Why aren't the sites active on Facebook? Why isn't there an easier way to get the information to the community and parents about the services that Eureka City Schools are offering?
So they're jumping up and doing handstands?
As far as I know, okay, the people that have come and talked to me, I think people are pretty excited. And I can speak for Nancy and I know Fred too, that I know the district is excited to be doing this launch.
Well, and I would imagine that if there were more of me, somebody would be hearing it through the school board. And if you're not hearing it through the school board,
well, you know,
I'm just kind of out there on my own little ledge again.
The reality is we are not bringing people to Facebook. We're asking people who are already on Facebook to come and visit our page.
Yeah,
and
so, but if that becomes a communication device rather than the others, like a monthly newsletter that gets mailed out.
Well, it's
out
a supplemental kind of device for people who choose to use it. And it's a lot of feel-good stories of Like the North Coast Journal that just came out, the cover was drawn by a Zane student. Mm-hmm. So that would just be something nice to share on the page.
Speaking of that, who was doing the commercial last week? He said he'd gone to Zane. He's a teacher at Zane. He never identified himself.
You know, that's interesting. I noticed that. I know who it is. I do know who it is, yes.
Who?
Oh, I don't know. Shall I reveal his identity?
Okay.
It's top secret.
After the break.
All right.
It's 8:41. Dun, dun, dun.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck and friends.
Yes.
We're going to have to work on this thing.
It's catchy.
We like it.
Yeah. So, Fred, now that you've had a chance to reflect, we've teased a little bit the name of the teacher, former student, Ed Zane.
Yeah, his name is actually... Go visit our Facebook page, and we'll post it there. No,
I'm lying.
Actually, I was not a part of recording that commercial, but I have listened to it several times, and I believe that is Jeff Bird, who is a teacher at Zane Middle School, who happens to be the son of a former teacher at Zane Middle School, who really has a passion for Eureka City Schools and attended Eureka City Schools. Mom taught at Eureka City Schools.
The longer
schools,
you let him talk,
there.
The less time you get. So
I'll interrupt in a minute. I know when to interrupt. It'll be fine.
A little power play going on It'll during the commercial break, too. Go ahead, Fred. Keep going. Hey,
I know when it's time to be quiet.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to talk for just a few minutes, not minutes, seconds, about the most important part. We were talking earlier about the community outreach that's going on now through Wednesday, May 31st. And the most important thing to tell the community and the people that are listening to this is that prizes have been awarded and donated by local businesses for the social media launch. So please go check out the district office Facebook page, Eureka City Schools Facebook page, and get all the information about the prizes that will be awarded. We have many, many different prizes, and we are so thankful to the local businesses that have given us those and partnered with Eureka City Schools.
Smooth.
I know. I'm leaning back in my chair now. I'm bad at this.
The Van Vleck School of Broadcasting.
Whoa. Let's not go that far.
Well, you graduated from it. He didn't. So.
Thank you. Okay, just made up for that. I'll sit back now. I won't talk.
Right.
It's a fake university.
Yeah. Oh, boy, this is just beat on Fred Day.
Yeah, well, you know,
even the friends of Fred are beating on Fred.
Yeah. Got to have a reason for people tuning in next month, too. So, Nancy, the emphasis with this certainly makes a ton of sense. Is there also thoughts that this would be a way, like, for alumni and
it'd be fantastic.
Tie in and coordinate and just kind of keep the miracle grow on it, so
yes,
to speak?
Yes, we'd like the whole community to like the pages. It's not just for families and staff. It's to benefit the whole community and build a better bridge to reach those people.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a website forever, hasn't there? 20, 25 years, something like that?
Oh, it predates me by a long shot as far as being in the superintendent role. I couldn't tell you how long it is, but websites are so difficult to maintain and so difficult to keep up, whereas if you have a Facebook, you can continue to post and build it and keep it current.
That's what I was wondering, if this replaces, augments, complements to...
Just complements. The website will always be there. It's a passive way to deliver information. So, you know, anytime I submit, I like to write my words to the Times Standard. If I submit that, we'll post it on the website. We post letters to staff on the website. School schedules are on the website. It's more of a repository of information that you can go look and find specifically what you're looking for, as opposed to a broadcast of new information.
Since we got 30 seconds left, if you've got a senior, what should those families anticipate in the next 3 weeks?
Say that one more time. I missed it.
Okay. for those families who have seniors,
yes,
you got 3 weeks until finals. What should they anticipate?
Senioritis.
Oh, that started weeks ago. So they should anticipate, this is what I'd ask for them to anticipate, a nice sunny day for graduation. We don't want rain.
Okay. Well, I'll do our sun dance then.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.